for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This is a bombshell, y'all. FBI Director Castelletto on Monday turned over to Senator Chuck Grassley an intelligence report that said that China had mass-produced fake U.S. driver's licenses, thousands of them, to carry out a scheme to hijack the 2020 election with fake mail-in ballots for Democrat Joe Biden. Okay, so what happened was Senator Grassley got word of this back during 2020 and demanded the FBI turn the intelligence over. Well, the FBI gaffed him off. Their excuse at the time was that the allegations weren't corroborated. Well, once you look at the documents, according to Kash Patel, they weren't corroborated because the FBI needed to do a follow-up interview with the source and just didn't bother to. In other words, it's like saying, well, you know, we're not 100% sure. We're pretty sure, but we're not 100% sure. Well, why aren't you sure? Well, we didn't finish our investigation. Why didn't you finish your investigation? Oh, look, there's a squirrel. Basically, that's what we're dealing with here. At the time, this is what's so awful. Then FBI Director Chris Wray testified there were no known plots of foreign interference ahead of the 2020 election under oath before Congress. In other words, a lie, because this was inside already the FBI. They knew, in other words. So Patel released the documents to Senator Grassley along with this statement. To that end, we've located documents Chairman Grassley requested, which detail alarming allegations related to the 2020 U.S. election. Specifically, Patel said, these include allegations of plans from the CCP to manufacture fake driver's licenses, ship them into the United States for the purpose of facilitating fraudulent mail-in ballots, allegations which, while substantiated, were abruptly recalled and never disclosed to the public. In other words, they deep-sixed him. They chucked him. Now, in accordance with Chairman Grassley's request for documents, Patel says he's declassified the material and turned it over. The FBI, under Christopher Wray, refused to do that. Okay, this is from justthenews.com, so that's investigative reporter John Solomon's publication. Solomon used to be with thehill.com, but went out on his own. He is the only White House press corps reporter to get the Russia collusion hoax story correct from the beginning. Okay, Solomon reports that the allegations were never fully investigated by the FBI. How convenient. But in fact, Solomon writes, another agency, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, had intercepted 20,000 fake licenses around the same time the intelligence came in a possible corroboration of the report, which guess what? The FBI also ignored. Meanwhile, folks, as I record this, President Trump has warned folks to evacuate from Tehran, something that was echoed by Israel. And the U.S. appears to be deploying the largest number of aerial refueling tankers across the Atlantic that it ever has before. This is an unprecedented mass deployment of aerial refueling tankers. In other words, looking like we're getting ready to do something big in the Middle East. That something big must mean completely eliminating any nuclear capacity that Iran has and assassinating every last bit of what is left of their leadership, starting with the Ayatollah. Here's why, folks, and it has nothing to do with Israel. I want you to picture a future in which every Republican presidential candidate with a legitimate shot of winning must first survive until Election Day. That is, survive assassination by Iran on our own soil in partnership, wink, wink, nod, nod, with the Democrats. The most gallingly horrifying thing I have ever seen, the thing that showed me just how homicidal America's politics has become, was what happened this fall when we caught not the second, but the third Iranian assassin fleeing America the day before the Butler attempted assassination. Of all days, there's 365 in the calendar. That one? Folks, we now live in a world where President Trump has had to say what he will do to Iran, leave instructions for what will happen to the country of Iran if he's assassinated. Why? We have three Iranian assassins in custody now awaiting trial after the Ayatollah of Iran issued a fatwa, a death sentence on President Trump. But that wasn't the most galling thing. No, the most galling thing was the fact that there was no response from Joe Biden, who, by the way, was the sitting president of America, yet Iran was not interested in killing him. Riddle yourself why that is. Folks, do you understand? The Democrats not only never sanctioned Iran for that, now it gets worse. A week after that, we rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran. He was able to get better security from the Secret Service than Donald Trump was. What does that tell you? It tells you that the next Republican presidential campaign, any contender who's got a really good chance of winning, is going to have to spend his time in a bunker so as to survive to Election Day. Folks, if there is one theme of this podcast, it is simply this. The Democrat Party is merging with our enemies, specifically Iran, China, and the cartels. The Democrat Party is at war with the American people, and our enemies know it. They know they will be allowed to assassinate us on our soil. The only recourse we have, and folks, you know who understands this? I'm not going to say it, but you know who understands this? Israel understands this. If they do not take out the nuclear capabilities and the Ayatollah right now, if the Democrats get in power, they're going to continue what they do, which is more pallets of cash. Folks, the current Iran, as constituted, is a complete production of the Democrat Party, starting with the pallets of cash. And, you know, I mean, cash in the middle of the night flown into Iran. We were never supposed to know, in unmarked bills. And remember, Barack Obama knew that and even lied about it, said, well, it was only $700 million. And then admitted later when Congress realized he was lying, okay, $1.3 billion. Now, all right, it might have been $1.7. The first thing that Joe Biden did when he took office, the week he took office, as regards Iran, besides take all the sanctions off to allow them to then receive $300 billion in oil revenue, that the first thing that Joe Biden did was take the terror designation off the Houthis. And folks, do you understand? The Houthis fired at either our naval ships, our cargo ships, or European ships carrying our cargo 319 times. Joe Biden only responded three times. The Democrats will reconstitute Iran if given a chance. That's why Iran has to be smashed so they can't do it. And by that, I don't mean the civilians. In a recent poll in 2023, the most recent done of the Iranian people, because they're hard to poll, 80% wanted democracy instead of theocracy, which is what they have now. But that's not the reason to do this. The real reason to do this is because the half of America that represents MAGA that voted against Trump is under attack by this axis of evil that, again, includes Iran, China, the cartels, and the Democrats. Now, folks, I want you to picture this because, to me, with Iran enriching at 60%, and it's only a hop, skip, and a jump to 90 at that point, it's very easy to go the rest of the way.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That final 30%. Picture Iran, not just with a nuke, which is terrifying, okay? But with nuclear fissile material, material that can be tipped on missiles to make not a true nuke, but something very destructive, suitcase bombs, dirty bombs, the possibilities are endless, okay? And then understand the shape this war is taking. Look, folks, we saw the Democrats, let's not kid ourselves, partner with China to pull off COVID, to pull off the destruction of Donald Trump's economy with COVID. That was their first rodeo that we know of. But look at this one. Look what's beginning to happen. You know those 319 strikes I told you about in the Red Sea? And again, the Red Sea, 20% of world trade goes through there. Okay, so it's not a small thing for the Houthis to be hitting us. But who were they hitting us in partnership with? China. Headline, China helping the Houthis attack U.S. Navy vessels. This is by the conservative Gatestone Institute. But here's the thing. Go over here to liberal Reuters. What does it say? Chinese satellite firm supporting Houthi attacks on U.S. interests. Understand, all Chinese-owned companies, you have to, in China, if you're going to own a Chinese-owned company, you've got to be a member in good standing of the Communist Party. In other words, they let you own a company. And if they don't like you or you don't do what they say, you don't own the company anymore. So even the corporate owners are slaves there. It's not like here. Okay? So when a Chinese satellite company is doing the targeting, helping the Houthis to hit both our naval warships and our cargo ships, that's war by China. So you have China and Iran working in partnership together and then with the Democrats in partnership to hit American naval ships and American cargo, and the Democrats are fine with it. Specifically, the Chinese satellite company had been providing targeting data and raw satellite imagery to the Houthis for their attacks on U.S. Navy vessels in the Red Sea. Folks, throw nuclear material in the middle of that. We are so already at war with China, it's unbelievable. Listen to this. This is a quote from retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Blaine Holt. Quote, "We have to stop China before they sink an American ship." Not the Houthis, not Iran, China. And here's the thing. Washington has warned China repeatedly not to do this. But yet, quote, "China's regime, despite repeated warnings from Washington, is helping the Yemen-based militia try to kill American sailors." Folks, no American president should ever have to issue a warning like this.
That would be a terrible thing for them to do, not because of me. If they did that, they would be obliterated. That would be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left. And they shouldn't be able to do it. And Biden should have said that, but he never did. I don't know why. Lack of intelligence, perhaps. But he never said it. If that happens to a leader, or close to a leader, frankly, if you had other people involved also, you would call for total obliteration of a state that did it. That would include Iran. So I'm citing this, and it's a very powerful document, but hopefully we're not going to have to use it.
That right there is where we are as a country, and that is where we will stay until every member of the ruling theocracy, the mullahs, is dead, every last one. Now, I know every last one of you is traumatized by the lies of the Bushes, the lies of the neocons, the ways they've tricked us into war again and again. Folks, I'm here to tell you, this is not that. And what was so bad about, I mean, that was $7 trillion between Afghanistan, Iraq, and the rest. What cost that was the nation building. We could have gone in with a light footprint. This is the way Trump likes to fight. You go in with a light footprint, taking out bin Laden instead of hesitating, as George W. Bush did, taking out bin Laden, maybe taking out some of the leadership of the Taliban, boom, in and out. Keep in mind, folks, when we went into Iraq and we went into Afghanistan, we didn't have anything like the technology we have now. We didn't have the satellites and we didn't have the drones. Folks, we didn't even have drone warfare till like halfway through the Iraq war. In fact, we developed a lot of it because of that war. Our footprint now is so much smaller. Instead of fighting on the ground, we're fighting, from drone operation centers in Kansas. And so you can go in with a small special forces fleet if something on the ground needs to be done. But we're not going to be doing the nation building. Now, folks, the only reason we did the nation building was not because we give a damn about building the nation, but because the Republican Party at that point, and then later on the Democrats too, they were fueled on a raft of contractor cash. Military industrial complex, yes, but also the contractors, guys who would get out and then start their own businesses, write big checks to the Republican Party and expect to have something to do. So we needed a supply chain for them to fulfill, and on and on and on it went, stupidly, until we wasted $6 to $7 trillion. It was a racket. Trump didn't take that money. He doesn't want to do that. We're not going to do the nation building. The nation building is what the problem was. And unfortunately, we're so gun shy on our side now, rightfully so, because we have been traumatized. I will give you that by the lies. Rightfully so, that there are people, it's about 15% on our side, who don't want to go to war at all, ever, over anything. Even the attempted assassination of a president, which in my point of view, should have been enough. I mean, forget the rest of it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.